Once a lawyer.
A man of great position. A man of respected status.
A man of wisdom and learning.
A man with great knowledge of the law.
Once a lawyer came and asked Jesus,
"What must I do to have eternal life?"
Jesus answered as often as he often did,
with a question.
Answered a question with a question.
To probe the wisdom of the questioner.
The scripture says, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and with all your strength and with all your might." And it also says to love your neighbor as yourself.
That's right. Now go and do this and you will live.
The lawyer was confused by the response of Jesus.
He was not satisfied, or at least he was still anxious.
He still sought to catch Jesus off guard.
But who is my neighbor?
Jesus adjusted his thoughts. He approached it another way.
His reply would be a familiar vehicle of his.
His reply would be as a parable.
Once there was a man, a Jew, who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho.
A long way on a hot day.
The sun was beating down.
Rocky crags surrounded the road.
The road was dusty and winding.
Winding all the way from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Rocky crags and the jagged cliffs afforded refuge for the robbers.
Robbers!
Robbers!
Robbers who hide in wait for lonely travelers.
Now this man was traveling, and a band of robbers fell upon him. They robbed him and beat him.
Nice clothes on this one.
And a nice bag of coins, too.
Let's finish him off.
Let him be. We have what we want.
And they stripped him of his clothes. Then they departed and left him to die.
And there he lay upon the dusty, hard road, wounded, bleeding, and unconscious.
Dying.
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 His only hope rested in some compassionate soul who might happen to pass by soon.
But no one came.
Surely, soon, someone.
Someone to care.
And the sun beat down, the heat worsened.
And he lay there dying.
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 Now by chance, a priest was going down the road.
Oh, I'm late. I shouldn't have stayed so long.
Oh.
What was that? Oh my, someone over there. Oh, what a bloody mess. This poor fellow, he must be dead.
He needs help.
He needs comfort and medical aid.
He needs a loving hand.
He needs a caring soul.
When he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
I'm so sorry about this, but I'm late for an important meeting at the church. I hope someone comes to help him. But I just don't have the time. I'm late.
And the priest hurried on the other side of the road, of course.
Muttering to himself.
About the importance of being on time.
And the sun beat down as the man lay there dying.
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 A little while later, another man came along the road.
Looks like a religious man, a Levite.
Yes, a man of the cloth, always helps.
Surely he will comfort him.
And treat his wounds and care for him.
So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side.
You have got to be kidding.
You mean he walked right on by?
A man of the church walked by and ignored a dying man?
Dying.
Dying.
Yes, more true than we care to imagine. Even those whose profession is loving and caring sometimes get too involved in the pettiness of the day-to-day existence to care about the living.
But who is left to help?
Who really feels the hurt?
The agony of a tortured body.
The anguish of a rejected and crying person.
But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came by to where he was.
This is going to be good.
Watch him zip on by.
Samaritans, they love Jews like moons love dirt. Ha! This won't happen.
No love lost between Jews and Samaritans.
The whole world knows how much they hate each other.
A Samaritan wouldn't help a Jew on a bet.
When he saw him, he had compassion.
What?
Really?
I declare you're kidding me.
Hold on there. You haven't heard the rest. If that shocks you, wait until you absorb what else he did.
He went to him and bound up his wounds, poured on oil and wine, then set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn.
Now, this is just too much.
Unbelievable.
Gave him a ride?
Took him to an inn?
You've got to be kidding me.
Would you believe there's more? Remember, love goes beyond just first aid.
Take it easy. We're already bowled over. We just can't stand any more shocking news.
The next day, he took out some money, about $100, and gave it to the innkeeper, saying,
take care of him. Whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.
Is he a Samaritan, like you?
No, he's a Jew.
And you're the one paying for his care?
Yes, of course. See what I mean? After telling this parable, Jesus turned to the lawyer and asked,
which of these three do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
Certainly the one who showed mercy on him.
The Samaritan.
The one who went out of his way to give comfort.
The one who cared.
The one filled with mercy.
The one who showed compassion.
The one who loved to help.
The one who went beyond just caring.
The one who truly knew the meaning of neighbor and the meaning of love.
Now go and do likewise.
Let us go and do likewise. For that is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite the children to come up.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
You know, I see you have a T-Rex shirt. Do you like T-Rex? I always liked T-Rex. He was a big, strong guy. About as big as Allosaurus, right? Are you a dinosaur lover? No?
No.
Oh, okay, well then we forget about him. Hey, what would happen if you were looking out the window and you saw somebody hit your neighbor over the head? What would you do? You think it would be safe to go out there and help? Is there something else you could do?
Wait until they're gone.
Wait until they're gone and then help them? There's one more thing. Do you know what this is? It's a phone number. Could you call 911? You know, rather than be in danger for yourself, because you're just a little one, it would be really great if you could call 911 and get some help, right? And not just close the blinds and forget about it. You know, the guy in the parable, the priest and the Levite, just walked on by and didn't care about the guy who was hurt. But the Samaritan was one who didn't just call 911. He took care of him, didn't he? And that's what Jesus calls us to do. To love one another and care for one another. And when we see trouble, to help them find the solution. All right? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us so much. You came into our world, even though it would cause you pain. Bless us, Lord, so that we can help others in the best way that we have the ability. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Have a seat. We all prayed a prayer this morning, first thing, so everybody knows it by heart. We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone. Sometimes it's the undone that gives us more problems. One of my experiences happened when I was on internship in Rockford, Illinois. The church I was serving was on the east side of Rockford, the far east. Well, at that time. Now it's probably not that far east. But the hospital that I needed to go to was on the west side. And on a busy day, it could take as much as a half hour to drive there. So I drove over to make this hospital call. When I got there, I found out that the person I was to visit had gone home. So I got back in my car and went home. Now, the one thing I forgot to do was to check with the register. This is before HIPAA, at a time when pastors had access to all of the names of the people in the hospital. And we could actually find out if somebody from our church was in the hospital. So I got back to the office. I saw a note that said I needed a visitor. So back in the car I went, had to go all the way back across town. And that's what happens when things are undone, when you don't carry through. You probably know the story about the 102-year-old man who they interviewed, and they were asking him what the secret to his long life was. And he said, "I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't curse, and I don't go out partying every Saturday night." Well, that was good as far as it went, but did you realize he didn't tell us what he did to live to be 102? There was nothing about what he did that was important. It was all what he did not do. Do you realize in scriptures, the critical thing that we need to remember is that blessings and gifts from God do not come from what we do, what we do not do. But let me put it a different way. God blesses us in order that we may be blessings to others. The blessings don't come because we do certain things or don't do. But the don'ts are not there. It's not because we don't do something. A good example is found in not only in the parable, but throughout the scriptures. The children of Israel are not given a lot of don'ts. Now, that doesn't seem logical when you look at all the commandments. You're saying, well, God did tell us, don't worship other gods. You know, don't use his name in vain. Don't worship other things. But actually, read the commandments, and it tells you, do worship the Lord your God. Do remember his name and keep it holy. Do keep the Sabbath. It's all of the do's, not the don'ts. Paul picks up on this in the second reading, where he prays for the people of Colossae that they will remember what it is they are called to do in the kingdom of God. I also realized as I was doing this that there's a song, always a song in my heart. How can you get away from that? But one of the things Jesus says again and again, but especially in this song, and it's a song I'm going to teach you. If you don't know the refrain, we'll let you pick it up. It goes like this. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. Okay, everybody. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. I'll do the verse. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I gave me to drink. Now enter into the home of my Father. Here we go. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When I was weary, you helped me find rest. When I was anxious, you calmed all my fears. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When hurt in battle, you bound up my wounds. Searching for kindness, you held out your hand. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When I was homeless, you opened your door. When I was naked, you gave me your coat. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When I was little, you taught me to read. When I was lonely, you gave me your love. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When in a prison you gave to my cell, when on my sick bed you cared for my needs, now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. From a strange country you made me at home. Seeking employment, you found me a job. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When I was aged, you bothered to smile. When I was restless, you listened and cared. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me.
Well, there are a few other verses, but we'll stop there. Do you realize how very seldom Jesus ever used the word don't? No, think about it. Jesus doesn't say, don't. Jesus says, do. Well, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. I made a list. I went through the Gospels. What Jesus says is, love God. Jesus says, love your neighbor. Jesus says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Jesus says, forgive as you have been forgiven. Jesus says, heal the sick. Cast out demons. Preach the good news. Receive the little children. Feed the hungry. Do what you do. Forgive. Follow me. He who hears, let him hear.
seek first the kingdom of God. Bear one another's burdens. Bear your own cross. Give thanks. All of these are the do's of Christianity. And yet, Paul reminds us, we are saved by grace through faith, not by works of the law, lest we puff ourselves up. So we are saved in order that we may do all of these things that Jesus is calling us to do. Not in order to be saved, but because we have been saved. Jesus' own life is lived as an example of that. When the laws of man said, do not heal on the Sabbath, what did Jesus do? He healed anyway. When there were those who said, do not forgive sinners, do not associate with sinners, what did Jesus do? But went to be with sinners, to bring healing and wholeness to their souls. Even when he is crucified, when Peter says, don't do that, Lord, he hangs on a cross for you and me. And when the soldiers said, don't you dare come out of that tomb, he did it anyway. For us. For our salvation. You see, Jesus loves us with an everlasting love that calls us to do the gospel, to live the gospel, to be the gospel in the world. May we do and not be undone by what we left undone. Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm not sure if we'll have an accompaniment for the next song, but we'll try.
We do. Hey, fantastic.